Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout. Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's. Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in-store or at target.com/circlecard. Hey guys, I've been telling you about how we are big fans of Tecovas boots. Heritage, tradition, quality, comfort, style, and service are some of the best features of Tecovas. But now they also have a gift for our listeners.
Tecovas will throw in one of their best-selling trucker hats or ball caps free with a minimum purchase of $100 at tecovas.com.
Just use code REALFRIENDS at checkout. That's REALFRIENDS.
That's TECOVAS.com. And point your toes west.
Hi.
Hi, Casey.
Talk about it. Talk about it.
I'm hormonal. Super hormonal.
Oh, maybe you're pregnant.
Doubt it.
Are you pregnant? That's probably what it is. We need another one.
Another one. No, I'm just like... The older you get, the more hormonal you get. And it's like depressing. And then Hims is, all he wants me to do is give him blowjobs all day.
Oh my God.
I know.
This is the best reality show ever.
I look at him, I'm like, no. It's like handmaids up in this house right now.
Really? Oh, you feel like a handmaid?
Oh, I feel like I have attitude and I'm pissed off.
And all Donald does to help soothe you is say, "Can you blow me?"
Yeah, he wants me to, and I'm like, "No." You're lucky I'm even fucking unloading the dishwasher at this point. I'm so pissed off.
Facts.
It's a hard time to be a woman right now.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, he's got a lot of audacity, that husband of yours.
You know what else? Y'all should also think about this. Well, I'm talking to Joelle, but y'all should know this shit. So I even went to Target yesterday to buy tampons. They don't even have tampons.
Ma'am,
they're like, we have a tampon shortage.
There's a tampon shortage, yeah.
I am unable. I cannot.
As if shit isn't fucked up enough.
Oh, my God.
I know.
God.
I heard that it's related, Daniel or Joelle, you might know this, to the mass producing all the COVID products in a hurried way has affected the cotton sourcing or something, and that's what's affecting the tampon shortage. Is that accurate?
I would believe that. I'm not 100% sure if that
I heard that. I read that on the interwebs, which means it's probably 40% true.
I think it's fucked up, and the timing is just really not cool.
According to goodhousekeeping.com, as of June 23rd, 2022, so a few days ago, about a week ago, Edgewell, manufacturer of tampon brands Playtex and OB, told Good Housekeeping that it has unfortunately experienced workforce shortages at its production facilities in relation to COVID surges. The brand claims that inventory has been negatively impacted as a result.
I literally was on the aisle yesterday, and there was a 70-year-old woman looking at, pull-up diapers. Mm. And I looked at her, and I was like... As if we're not getting screwed enough already. She was like, I know, honey. I know.
Oh, man.
Well, can't even get a tampon. Anyway, but at least there's blowjobs. Thank God. Blowjobs will always fix that.
He doesn't know what a good wife he has. If only he knew.
He doesn't. I gotta go.
I'm sorry. Cheer up. Cheer up. I hope it's a baby. All right.
I know. I love you guys.
That was the most non sequitur.
We'll give it to him to take care of.
I'll take care of it. I'll totally take care of your baby.
My God.
That was a very funny start to the show. Hi, Donald. Hello. Sounds like there's a lot of fun things going on at your house.
I'm going to say one thing. My wife works very hard to keep our family going.
Yes.
And you know, it's a job that she's given herself, and that it's not fair that that's what she's, you know, been tasked to do or feels like she's been
instead of asking for blowjobs. Has it occurred to you to maybe, and this might be out of the box, help her more?
I mean, how does that help me though? Like, I mean, I'm talking about how much I love my wife.
Right.
I gotta help more too?
Yeah. Like, you also need to maybe help her. By the way, I have exciting news for everyone. Daniel, you're going to be thrilled about this. Joelle, Donald.
Can't wait.
I finally tasked my assistant with figuring out how to get the new sound effects into the sound machine.
Eat these balls, Zach. Mine's easy, man. Watch this.
Yeah, well, mine took someone taking the time to read the manual. Listen.
Everybody likes a little ass flay. Don't even act like you don't.
They're finally in the machine, everybody. How exciting. Wow.
So wait, you tasked your assistant to do that for you?
Yes, because it involved reading the manual, a very thick manual, and I was busy.
Fuck your sound effects machine. Fuck your sound effects machine.
You even got it labeled, I see. You got it labeled, huh?
Well, he's so smart and good with technical things. He knew how.
Let me get it. If you got it labeled, let me get it.
Okay.
Wow.
Nailed it.
Dude, shit is going down. I'm so excited. This is, you know, it took some figuring out. I want to credit my assistant, Mark, who's good at all things. And here we go.
Everybody likes a little ass play, dude. You got two everybody likes a little ass plays.
I have three ass plays. That's the first one. Here's the second one.
Whether it be taking a poop, whether it be a finger, whether it be a tongue, you know, everybody likes a little ass play.
And then the third.
Everybody likes a little ass play. Don't even act like you don't.
Perfect. Great job, Mark. Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Thank you to Mark for figuring it out.
Mark makes my sound effects machine look like shit. And yeah. I can make my sound effects whenever I want.
Yeah. But yours aren't nearly as good as mine, and it's just been on my to-do list forever.
I beg to differ. Here's a machine gun.
You're an insult to Michael Winslow. Is that his name?
Mike Winslow.
Yeah, you're an insult to Mike Winslow. Somewhere Mike Winslow is listening and being like, that sucks.
Oh, yeah? Here's my mad dog.
That's good. I'll give you that.
That's a lot.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Goat throat? This is what we cue. Throat goat. Because I'm the throat. Joelle, you missed it. We played a really good song called Throat Goat.
Wow. I heard Daniel had to read some lines that
yes,
were...
Yes, we missed you. How are you feeling? You had quite cold.
So much better. I had COVID.
Oh, you had the COVID. I had cold.
Actual COVID.
Oh, it was bad because you seemed like...
It was very brutal.
I was stalking you on Insta and you looked like you were hurting.
It was... Oh, man. My sinuses felt like they wanted to bust out of my face. I couldn't sleep or rest because I was in so much pain. I am much, much, much better now. I've tested negative 3 days in a row.
Good. That's great. Yes. Thank goodness you are negative now. Mm-hmm. That means you can get outside the house.
I'm sorry you went through that, Joelle.
I bet you it sucked to be in a house for 5 days straight.
So actually, I was with my parents. It was closer to 10 days. And it was great because, you know, your parents get to baby you. So I was just mommy, my head. And she'd be like, I have more Tylenol, sweetie. Don't even worry. I'm like, thank you so much. And then my dad and I just watched movies in his theater all day. So you have to be sick, it was in the best ways possible.
That's great. Well, we're happy to have you back. The show is not the same without you.
True. I miss you guys.
We had to play Throat Goat without you. And,
I'm really glad though.
I think you would have loved it. The audience missed your commentary.
Alchemy was solid. Oh no.
Oh, no. There you go. There it is.
Okay, I have a real question to ask. I have a real question to ask. Because that song is a bop.
It's fire. I would love to play it all the time, but you got to really play it in only certain environments.
It's not really appropriate. Right. I was about to say, where is it appropriate to play said song other than
working out by yourself?
Other than Cody's Ride. Yeah. Okay. Other than Cody's Ride.
You got to make sure not to put that on in the car while your kids are in the car.
I don't think that'll ever make the car playlist.
Yes. That should not be on the car playlist. But it is a bop.
It is a bop.
So's Liquid Dreams.
Yeah, not so much. Not so much. That one didn't hold the test of time.
Joelle,
no disrespect. No disrespect, O-Town.
No disrespect, O-Town. Joelle, you missed it. We talked about explicit songs, and it was very
Did
funny.
Did you talk about My Neck, My Back?
That stands the test of time.
But that's
that one stands
classic.
The test of time.
That is classic. Classic naughty song. Oh my gosh.
I mean, any song, well, they didn't get away with it, but I think Window to the Wall is probably the ultimate one. Like out of all of them.
They played because, that at my junior high dance. Okay?
I'm saying they got away with so much, man. So much. That was on the radio. Skeet, skeet, skeet was on the radio.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. From the window.
Yeah. Sorry. Yo, I was like, is Window to the Wall a song that I don't know?
Till the sweat drips off my balls.
What is skeet,
was
skeet,
on
skeet,
the radio.
Skeet. Oh, boy.
What do you think it means, bud?
Oh,
what do you think it means? What do you think it means?
It's not intuitive.
Fuck your sound effects machine.
Does it mean ejaculation?
What do you think it means, buddy?
That's the way you're saying it makes me think it has to do with ejaculation.
You nailed it.
Till all skeet, 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 skeet.
How would I know that without looking at... Is that an Urban Dictionary? I could look it
from
up.
From the wind... No,
for sure,
well, I don't
Urban
think,
Dictionary.
I don't know if skeet... I think skeet, skeet... I think skeet, skeet...
Daniel, can you look up... Know. Oh, sorry, Joelle, you're back. Joelle, can you look up the Urban Dictionary definition of skeet, skeet, skeet?
Please, no. I think we established what it is.
All right. Well, I just wanted to hear they'll phrase it in a dictionary like way, like verb.
Would you like to hear how?
Yeah,
it is
let me
phrased?
Hear it now. Yeah.
Yes.
The phrase commonly used when a person is about to unload jism onto their partner.
Jism. Jism. Jism.
Jism.
Oh.
So wait, I have a question.
Jism.
And that makes me think that there are people out there that when they're going to unload jism, say skeet, skeet, skeet as it's happening.
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be great if that's your battle cry when you bust. When you bust at night, if your battle cry is skeet, 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 skeet.
Oh, boy.
It's a very alarming.
Skeet, 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 skeet. Skeet, skeet. Or you try to whisper it and be sexy with it. Skeet, skeet, skeet.
Skeet, skeet, skeet.
Skeet, skeet, skeet.
You try to say it romantically?
Skeet, skeet, skeet.
Impossible. Oh no.
All right. Enough of that. please.
I'm not ready to give it up yet.
I know.
No.
It's nice to see you. Are we doing anything for this weekend? I have do we have any plans to see each other?
I mean, I thought we were getting together, man. I want to make some ribs. I want to eat.
I don't
some
eat
food.
Ribs, but you can make them.
You don't eat meat at all.
I don't eat any meat, no.
See, you're lucky. That plant-based diet worked for you. It didn't necessarily work that great for me.
I'm not entirely off fish. I eat fish. I don't eat any animals that aren't living in the sea. I'm sorry to my Seaspiracy folks. I couldn't live without just a little bit of fish.
Well, you could have lived.
I could have lived. I could have lived. Yes. You're right. There's plenty of people on a vegan diet who are healthy, and
I tried it. I tried the
full
plant-based diet.
Well, you tried,
and I wound up getting an ultrasound because it was giving me gut pains. So,
well, I don't know if that's related to your vegan diet.
No, it was because once I switched off of just eating all plants,
also eggs. I love eggs. I could never be a full vegan. Eggs.
Eggs are good.
Divine.
Eggs are important. A hard-boiled egg will make your day.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Did you see that picture Beyonce just posted, Joelle?
Sure fucking
oh my
did,
goodness
Zach.
Gracious.
I'm on the text Beyonce. Messages, the emails. I get alerts for her Instagram, wherever we are, whatever we're doing. We're going to be aware of what Beyonce is doing.
I got to tell you, right now,
she has blossomed.
You haven't seen it, Daniel? She is beautiful.
I'm looking at it right now.
I mean, I know I'm not saying
I'm going to say
crazy.
She has blossomed from Destiny's Child to now.
I zoomed.
Holy
cow, you
know,
she zoom is the Instagram.
Full bloom.
Yes.
Yeah. Did you zoom, Joelle?
Good Lord. Of course I
zoomed. Oh, everybody
Beyonce
zoomed.
Is
everybody
here.
Zoomed. I had to make sure. I was like, is that the, oh.
amazing.
She's hot.
Amazing.
She's so sexy and beautiful.
Wow.
But just strong and fierce too, man. She looks
yes.
great.
It's a holographic, is that what you say? Holographic horse?
Yeah, it looks holographic,
yeah.
plasticky.
Yeah,
I was trying to figure out like what actually was happening with it. But
I
it
think
looks
she's
like
sitting
watery.
On a hologram of a horse, right, Daniel? You're a hologram expert.
Well, a hologram technically would be like non-physical, so she couldn't sit on it. In
well,
theory,
she's Beyonce.
Maybe.
She can sit on anything she wants.
Touche. It may, you know what? In that case, yep. That's
Beyonce
a hologram,
be
that's
like,
a hologram horse.
Unicorn! And out of nowhere, a unicorn just comes through a... pocket. Okay.
It's like a disco thunder horse.
Are you watching Atlanta season 3, Joelle?
I'm not currently. I wanted to binge it and then I haven't gotten to it yet.
I just am so frustrated. I'm so frustrated that nobody I know is watching this show. I'm sure some listeners are, but it is so good. Donald Glover is so talented and
call him by his real name, Lando Calrissian.
I love that show. I just if you're open to my suggestions, audience, you should watch Atlanta, and season 3 has been really, really good.
Can't wait.
Joelle, you love TV.
Joelle, we
I
never
do.
Caught
and
up
Donald
on Obi-Wan.
I love Glover. I do.
We never, speaking of Star Wars, we never caught up on Obi-Wan, Joelle.
Yeah, a 5-second take because I don't want to bore Zach. Holy crap.
Yeah.
Lil Leia, shit. That child can act. Like, whoa, she's doing really good. And then, no spoilers, but the surprise at the very, very end of the show. Oh, amazing. I really like what Moses did with her character, too. I know people struggle with it at first for different reasons. I think the end result of that character
I think everybody's,
really
yeah, I, if you're not satisfied with the way that ended, then you got problems. Because that kind of, look, I'm going to be honest, that kind of leaked.
I cried, Joelle. Did you cry?
But hold on, let me
did
finish.
A little bit.
The ending kind of leaked. And, you know, everybody was in uproar when they heard what the ending was going to be, but the way it was executed, I think everybody, it's kind of hard not to be satisfied with the way that ended. You know what I mean?
I imagine there'll be another season, don't you guys?
It does seem like I think they were calling it like a short at first and then an experience. This was supposed to be movie one.
Yeah, I read on the interwebs, which is always true, that this was going to be a movie. And then when Han Solo tanked, they shied away from it and made it a TV series.
I want everybody out there. Listen, even though Han Solo tanked, it's still a good Star Wars movie, man. Like, for real.
Well, you need to call your friend Kathleen Kennedy and tell her.
I think she knows it, too. I think she's well aware of it.
Well, she had a very tough time with that film, as you recall, Donald. She fired our friends, the directors.
Yes, no doubt. But I think we should stick I think we should stick to this format that we got going right now, y'all. Like, let's stick to that. The TV thing is working. Don't get crazy and put out some bullshit because the fans are screaming for movies. Keep the shows going. The wait is worth it. Don't stray away. Also, last thing, and this is the last thing.
Okay.
Eat these balls, Zach.
Yeah.
Well, no. I'm going to say one thing, and you guys could say I'm bugging or whatever. Black Stormtrooper is very familiar in the Star Wars universe. We saw that scenario. There's another thing that I'm a part of that's very familiar in the Star Wars universe.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid Buddy. I'm probably going to get everybody in trouble. We created a bring your daughter to work day where Gary, the stormtrooper, a stormtrooper I play, brings his daughter to work on two occasions. One, when the blockade runners stopped by the Death Star, I mean, by the Star Destroyer. Two, when the speeder containing R2, 3PO, Luke Skywalker, and Obi-Wan gets to the checkpoint, and these aren't the droids you're looking for. Mm-hmm. There's another part also with, anyway.
This was years ago, right?
Years ago, before any of these shows came out. Bring your daughter to work day.
It was a stop motion sketch. Yeah. So what do you think?
Very popular. All of these Star Wars shows, Obi-Wan, bring your daughter to work. The Mandalorian, bring your daughter to work. All of these stories are the exact same thing. I'm just putting it out there. Face on out.
I'm just putting it out there.
Bam! Bop! Wait, hold up. Let me throw the elbow on it too. Bop!
Oh boy.
Just putting it out there. The format worked. You know where it came from.
I think one thing that's true is that they saw They saw the success of Baby Yoda.
Get your fucking sound effects machine going now. Eat these balls, Zach.
Listen,
there we go.
I think it's definitely true that they saw the world go crazy over Baby Yoda, and now they were like, Baby Leia?
Baby everything?
Baby everything?
Everything is baby.
Yeah. Baby Jabba?
I was just about to say that.
I watched the fuck out of Baby Jabba.
They did that already.
They had a Baby Jabba?
They had a Baby Jabba?
Yeah, in Clone Wars, the original movie. That's not true.
No, I'm saying I know I have his huge
all
fan
of these stories that you're watching right now are coming from the Clone Wars.
I'm just saying mainstream.
Era.
Okay.
All of these stories.
I'm just saying if you're like
Obi-Wan Kenobi, all of this that you saw in that show came from the Clone Wars era. The cartoon I'm talking about,
buddy. I know. I'm just telling you that unless you're a mega Star Wars fan, you're
probably not watching Clone Wars. You don't have to be. All you have to do is be raised when The Phantom Menace came out. That's it.
All right. Should we talk about this TV show we made a long time ago?
I mean, we can.
We should.
5, 6, 7, 8. Stories about a show we made. About a bunch of doctors and nurses and a janitor who loved to hate. I said he's got stories that you all should know.
I don't remember this episode at all. At all. It's called My Turf War.
I remember because Carrie was on it.
I remember Carrie Russell, the beautiful, hilarious, very talented Carrie Russell coming. And
very,
I remember
very talented.
Bill directed this episode. I didn't remember that.
That's why it's so good.
And the best part of it, should we just dive into the best part? Is that whole sports thing. Is that an ESPN fantasy?
Yeah, Stuart Scott, man. You know, rest in peace, man. Right, yeah. That was a testament to how great he was because he changed how we listen to sports.
What is that? Explain to those of us who don't follow sports or watch.
So sports
ESPN.
Is always an exciting. You know, when you watch playback, there's always somebody doing commentary. That's got to be very exciting and make what you're watching seem like it's, you know, amazing, because not everybody likes baseball, not everybody likes football, not everybody likes basketball. So you have somebody who, you know, describes what's going on.
Right. So this just to remind people in the fantasy, JD asked Turk about, hey, tell me about Elliot's friend, who's played by Kerry Russell. And he goes into this whole ESPN sort of graphic thing. Kerry's body is spinning and it's got the ESPN music is playing.
It's like Turk is giving the stats for what's going on.
And I imagine they're just copying the exact graphics they would use on ESPN.
Yeah, somewhat. It's somewhat like that. But Stuart was the one that changed the way it sounded. He was the one that was doing stuff like, booyah, or, you know, that's cooler than the other side of the pillow. Like, he would say some of the dopest euphemisms for sport.
Right.
Anyway, so that was
It was called Turk's Booty Breakdown.
Right. And I would like to, I like to think that that was our version of, you know, giving him a shout out.
That was really funny and clever. And, you know, Bill watches ESPN every night, I think, or all the time. He loves it. Wimbledon's happening right now, by the way.
It is.
But it's happened so early. I'm not getting up to watch Wimbledon.
Fuck that.
Well, I guess we'll wait till the finals or something, and maybe I'll get up.
You can watch all of this other stuff. You can watch it in replay, bud.
Is that what you do, C-Bear?
You know, that's the easiest way to watch it.
I know, but I'm not much of a sports watcher. Is it okay to watch replays?
Yeah, of course.
Why not? You don't know what the score is. Are you playing any sport right now?
No, I would love to play tennis. I just don't know when. The gym, motherfucker. I'm just at the gym. I'm trying to get skinny because I think I got a movie coming up. If the stars align and I need to be, I want to be in good shape for it.
Are you gonna? Is it an action movie?
It's not an action movie. I don't want to talk about it yet because it's like 95% happening, and I will tell you about it when it's 100%.
Is it Obi-Wan 2?
It's Obi-Wan 2. I play young Jabba. Can you imagine? I'm getting ripped so I can be in another suit, another puppet. No, I miss tennis, though. I'd love to play with you.
Let's go.
But anyway, I'd really like to watch Wimbledon. I just see the headlines. I saw that Serena that's out already.
Yes.
Oh, she's already went,
what? She it was down, shocking. Huh? Yeah, to like the 110-seeded player.
She's a grown-up, man. Y'all got to remember, she's a grown-up. And she's been through injuries and light. She's had babies, all of that stuff, man. She's older than everybody she's playing against right now.
But I think they were shocked because she lost to like a, what was the seed? Like a
110. That means nothing, man. She's, you know, you can't stop time. Time waits for no one.
She's like you on the basketball court. You've given up.
No, I don't think she gave up. She showed up to play.
No, I'm saying you say you've given up because of your age. You can't play anymore. She's one
I'm back
of the greatest
in the
athletes
gym,
of all
man.
Time.
Look, she's keeping it 100. I'm back in the gym. I don't know where this is going to take me.
I sent you my gym.
I know,
gym.
But that was,
I didn't
listen,
even know.
I listen, man.
I didn't even know.
I love you. I don't know if me and you can work out in the same gym. I think that's weird.
We wouldn't work out at the same time.
I think it's weird still.
I just Donald
comes at 8. Zach comes at 7:30.
Why is that weird? Who cares?
Because I found another spot. I'm going to it.
All right. Well, why don't you say that instead of you don't want to work out at the same gym as me? That's stupid. Me and Carmelo Anthony will be friends alone.
That's tight.
I love Carmelo Anthony, too.
I didn't even know who it was, but he was working out at my gym.
You just knew it was a tall guy, huh?
I knew it was a tall athlete. And then on my trainer's Instagram, he posted that it was Carmelo Anthony. And I was like, oh, that's who that was?
That's what's up.
And then I tried to send it to Donald to be like, why don't you come to my gym? Look at cool people like this guy. And he didn't reply.
Anyway, I'm back in the gym, man. I'm going to try and get these shots up, too. I'm going to try and get back in shape.
I'm trying. Look.
That's what's up.
Ooh.
Listen, I feel like if I go at it right now and I go hard, I feel like if the NBA will have me at the All-Star game.
Oh yeah.
I feel like I could make a nice little splash.
Why don't you do that? Why did you stop doing that? You were like one of their favorites.
Well, because then all of these other famous people started coming out like Chris Brown, Bieber, Kevin Hart. And then so when that happens, you know.
Oh, they if you're Donald Faison and Kevin Hart wants to play, you get benched?
Right. I don't get benched. I get pushed out of the game. That's just how it goes. As new celebrities come into play.
Well, it's hard to compete with Justin Bieber wanting to play. Does
Absolutely.
He still play?
I don't know if he plays in those games. But freaking Kevin Hart, they retired his number from the thing.
Wow. I did. Remember Rick? Do you remember
he Rick? Dude, he used to win MVP. He wouldn't even have the best games, but he would still win MVP just from being funny, man. Like, I'm not going to lie. They kicked,
was he good? Oh,
he was competitive, very competitive.
Daniel says no.
He was fine, but he was
Daniel,
really
could you
entertaining.
Beat him? Could you beat him one-on-one?
That's irrelevant, whether I could beat him. That does not take away my ability to be a critic.
That's not. Donald, have you ever played basketball with Rick Glassman, the comedian?
No, but I hear he's nice. He played with LeBron or against LeBron in high school, he says. I'm sure he got dunked on. I'm sure LeBron James came up down the court and was like, yaka.
I heard he's really good. And I did his podcast and he told me that he got kicked out of Bill's game.
For what?
Just smack talking, I guess.
Oh.
Well, I don't know.
I love me some Rick Glassman. He's a funny guy.
He's funny. He's very funny.
Very funny guy.
I did his podcast and see him on around if you see him, if he's coming to your town doing stand up. He's got some very funny stand up.
We should talk about this show.
Yeah, man. Come on. You keep fucking getting off topic.
Okay,
the
so
only
look,
thing we've talked about. Let me explain
hold up.
Something. What?
Okay, go ahead. Explain it. Everybody likes a little ass play. Don't even act like you don't.
All right, listen.
So, Elliot, speaking of ass play, Keith wants to take Elliot's bum with him on vacation.
Yeah, that's cute. And JD reveals that a naked picture of Elliot's bum is still his screensaver.
Yes.
Sarah, and Elliot do have a nice little bum, so I can understand JD's rationale.
Both bums are spectacular.
Yes, let's not lie. Both bums are nice. We've seen them bopping
down.
Recently, we saw them grinding on a flagpole in the show.
Yes. Very.
Turfing, for those of you who don't know, I don't know if it's still medical slang. Back in, when we were doing the show, it was still medical slang for when you're trying to find any excuse to refer a patient to a different department. So Turk and Cox are in a turf war, if you will. That's the name of the show, My Turf War, where they're fighting over Lloyd. Because nobody wants Lloyd, played by the hilarious Mike Schwartz. Everything Mike Schwartz in this episode made me laugh.
That was pretty funny where he was like, you're 40 and you're a delivery man. You got a case of the where did I go wrongsies.
Yeah. What about
That's
when Mike Schwartz...
That's fucked up, dude.
That is fucked up. But what about when Mike Schwartz like is pointing to his forearm and he goes, it hurts here? And then he goes to his elbow. It skips here. And then he goes to his bicep. And then it continues here.
He's like, are you serious, Lloyd? He goes, but what about the tingles?
Yeah. He says he's got the chest tingles. He was very funny in this episode. It made me think we should have given Mike more to do because he should have been more recurring. I mean, he had a part and everything. But this was the first time Lloyd ever gets to be the main guest star of the episode. Oh, well, not Kerry Russell's the main guest star, but, you know, second, let's say, guest star.
Well,
and
he's the
very
B
funny
story for sure.
He's hilarious.
The B story was actually really funny too. I got psyched out. I was on the show and I
You don't remember it at all.
Not even a little bit. I didn't see it coming either.
I don't remember, you know, some episodes, Donald and I have told you, you are our faithful listeners around the globe this before. Some we just don't remember doing. And this falls into that for me.
If you're new to the show though, welcome.
If you're new to the show, welcome. Thank you for joining us. This is DJ Daniel and Joelle Monique.
Hi.
There's a song we have called Joelle Monique is Down to Get Down. We will now play it. Dan will hit it.
Get the word out all over the town. Joelle Monique is down to get down. No matter what's between your legs, tomorrow morning you could be making an X. Joelle Monique is down to get down. Oh yeah. Joelle Monique is down to get down.
Speaking of Joelle.
Yeah.
How's everything going with your...
She hasn't had time to be dating. She's been down for 10 days.
That was 10 days ago, though.
Okay. No. Do you ever chat to that gal that we introduced you to? Are you friends, at least?
We run into each other every now and again, but not really.
Yeah.
She lives kind of far away from
Are you
LA
out there
too,
dating at all, Joelle? Are you looking for Mr. or Mrs. Wright?
Not currently. Currently, I am just trying to get out of my house.
Yes. I didn't mean while you've
You're
had...
moving again?
Why are you moving again?
Ugh, a saga, which boils down to bad neighbors and faulty building. We got to get out. So we're moving at the end of next week, which I'm
Oh, that's a shame. You weren't there too long. But do you have a good spot?
Oh my God! It has an entire roof deck and a balcony off my room. Absolutely, and we expanded, so we have an actual office now. So I don't have to work in my bedroom anymore.
That's awesome.
So I am thrilled. I'm very excited to be.
Could it be called a blessing in disguise?
To me, absolutely. 100%.
Maybe it's not even wearing a disguise. Maybe it's just a blessing.
Just a full out blessing. Yes, I'm excited. I can't wait to decorate and get cozy and yeah, it's good.
You deserve that, Joelle.
Thank you.
Great.
We got another special episode coming up.
Yeah, we do.
We have to figure the logistics out of that. Sorry to be cryptic, audience. I don't want to ruin any of the surprise.
Don't ruin anything.
We're almost done with season six, by the way. We have four more episodes in season six. And I don't mean to, you know, express concern, but we're running out of episodes of this show, Donald. We really have to figure out what we're going to do next.
Fast.
We're going to have to figure out.
I don't want
the podcast to be over. I will say that.
I don't want it to be over
it's
either.
Too
I like
much
checking
fun.
In. I like talking.
One, I like Daniel and Joelle.
I like Daniel and Joelle too.
I like the community we've built across.
Why don't we just start all over? Can't we just start all over?
Run it back.
Oh my gosh.
That would be hilarious. Re-listen of the podcast.
Another one.
Oh, no.
Dude, remember when we used to do that?
Another one.
We should run it back.
We could get super meta as we've said, and just do a re-listen of the podcast of the rewatch.
I want you guys to be the new Ebert and Roper. I want you to thumbs up and thumbs down.
No, because then I got to be in the shit.
We don't want to be in the place to ever talk negatively about other artists.
Other work. Artists, man. I get it. I remember when I used to be like, I still do it now. I didn't enjoy it and stuff like that. But I remember when I used to be like, don't see that movie. Mm. Now I'm like, please, you know.
Yeah, I don't
This
wanna,
is my opinion. This is, you
I
know,
don't want to poo-poo any artist's work. Although I just did Brett Goldstein's podcast. He has a podcast called Films to be Buried With. And you had to say, what movie do you think is horrible? What was the worst movie you've ever seen? So I chose a deep cut. Meatballs 2.
No, do you remember Meatballs 1? Meatballs 2. I like Meatballs 2 with the alien.
Yeah, Meet but do you
Ted?
Know what happened?
Meet this Ted?
Is, this is
you didn't like Meet Ted?
You know why I love you so much? We have the exact same fucking references. So many people would never have seen Meatballs 2. Meatballs 1 was a very wonderful Bill Murray movie for kids, and it was incredible. And then Meatballs 2 came out. It was at the height of the E.T. phenomenon, and they obviously didn't have Bill Murray for the sequel, so they decided that the kids at the camp stumble across an alien that looked a whole lot like E.T. It was like E.T., but just a little bit askew enough to not get sued.
Meathead.
And his name was Meathead.
Oh. No, that's what they called him, Meathead, one day, and he was like, me, Ted. And he said his name was Ted. They were like, what's your name? He said, me, Ted. And they called him Meathead.
Oh, Meathead. Perfect. So imagine you have a hit movie and it's time to make the sequel. And you
that was
can't
a great
the,
movie.
And you can't get the star. So you and it's the height
he had
of
magic powers and everything.
And it's the height of E.T. And you go, wait, here's the pitch. Instead of Bill Murray, we have our own E.T., and we just put that in the movie.
Wait, hold up. Do we still go back to the camp?
We're at the camp, but there's no Bill Murray anymore. The kids stumble across E.T., but not E.T.
Do we get the theme song?
Yes.
We still get, are you ready,
ready
for the summer?
are you ready for a good time?
Oh. All right.
Bet. I love you. I love that you know that reference. Of course, Brett Goldstein had no idea what I was talking about.
No.
All right, let's talk about the show
American
Scrubs, Donald.
Classic. Let's get back into it. So we said Kerry Russell's here.
Kerry Russell is here. And
that was a pretty epic cold open, by the way, with the wind.
Oh, yes.
And
we should give
back.
Bill directing props because that whole sequence with the two women screaming, and it's like the movie Tornado, right? There's literally a toy cow flying across the screen. And I'm sure lots of stuntmen making us look good. But that looked really well. That was really good. That was well done.
Yeah, it was very climactic at the end too, with the, you know.
And all we had to do was show them the picture of the baby.
And then aww.
Oh, baby. Which is literally me now. Somehow when I see a baby now,
you like, oh, look at the baby.
Hey, look at the baby. Look at those cheeks.
I remember those days. Those are good old days.
Yeah, you're like, I don't want to see another baby.
I don't mind the baby. It's when they become kids that it becomes the problem, man.
Well, it seems like you have two very happy children right now, so you're a good
they
dad.
They are very happy, but they're also very, very spoiled, man.
Yes.
And it's because of me, and it's, you know, I know that. And
it must be hard to say no to your children. I recently was around a young child and the child was having a bad day or a bad moment. And I was like, maybe I don't have kids.
I mean, if you ever are thinking about having kids, I suggest you go and hang out with somebody who has kids.
No, because that's going to make me go nowhere.
No, because if you really want to have kids, you'll be like, I don't give a shit. I still want to do it.
If it's mine, it'll be different, obviously. But when you're around a kid that's being naughty and the parents aren't rectifying it or giving the child consequences and you're watching a kid just stomp and run the room, it can make one who doesn't have kids go, maybe it's not for me.
It could, unless you really want to have kids. If you really want to have kids, because I remember when Casey and I were trying to have children and we were around kids that were misbehaving. We didn't give a shit. We still found the humor in it and laughed about it.
Right.
Now that it's our kids doing that shit, it ain't funny no more. There's nothing funny about any of it. And like
I know. It's hard. I see, as someone who's never, who only has a dog, I see how hard it is. But, you know, I still wanted to be like, oh my God, I know nothing, but this kid needs a time out. I know one thing. This kid needs a time out.
Yeah, them things don't work. Timeout works for that moment in time. Mm-hmm. Guess what's going to happen? You're going to be like, you need another timeout about 15 minutes later. You can't give out too many timeouts.
They'll spend the whole day in timeout.
And they'll spend the whole day in the room. It's crazy, man.
Did you see that viral video of the little girl? This is old, but I think Casey sent it to me, of that little girl being like, let me tell you something.
Oh my God.
She's in timeout.
I literally just saw that. It's so funny.
You just saw that? I saw it a few years ago, but Casey just sent it to me. That girl is so naughty, but so hilarious.
So funny. Let me tell you, Linda.
Yeah, she goes, let me tell you something, Linda.
That's not my name.
Yeah, and the teacher goes, my name is not Linda. You saw that, Donald?
Yeah, I did.
She goes, let me tell you something, Linda. My name is not Linda.
Not amused. Clearly gotten that exact attitude before. It's like, yeah.
Not that little girl it's was- just like you sometimes have places that you got to be. You got to get to work. You know what I mean? There are things that you got to do in order to ensure that these motherfuckers grow up to be healthy and happy and shit
have food.
Like that. And these motherfuckers start throwing monkey wrenches in your timetable. And it's like, yo, and you can't lose it. Cause when my parents used to lose this shit on me, I remember being like, that's fucked up. You didn't have to lose your shit. So I try not to lose my shit on my kids, but sometimes I can't help it. Sometimes I'm like, damn it. I will fuck you up right here and right now. Get in the car. You know what I mean? Like, it's just what it is, yo.
All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we are going to actually focus on the TV show Scrubs.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Hey, listeners, how is your social battery right now?
It can be easy for people to ignore their social battery and spread themselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter.
Everyone has a different capacity for socializing and different ways of recharging. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time.
Either way, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/realfriends today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/realfriends. Let me tell you guys, my family loves our Helix sleep mattress. Ever since we've got it, we've had some of our best sleep yet.
The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids.
So how will you know which Helix mattress works best for you and your body? Take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes.
And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress.
Everybody is unique, and everyone sleeps differently. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences.
Not only is the mattress the best I've slept on, but the setup was fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free.
Helix is offering 20% off of all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners.
Go to helixsleep.com/realfriends and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
And we're back.
Wait, you're gonna watch all of the Spider-Mans?
No, he's talking about all of the Marvel Universe in order.
Just like reliving that magic again.
That's a lot of hours, bro.
Oh yeah,
that's a commitment. That's a binge.
That's
what we should do, Zach.
No,
because Zach died a little inside.
I'd rather do different strokes.
That's funny.
All right, what about if we? Well, oh man,
we have to pick a sitcom. Awesome.
I thought it almost happened. Shit.
This is what we need to narrow it down to. Okay, a sitcom that has an overlapping audience with Scrubs. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't mean situation. I don't mean audience. I mean, you know, a half-hour comedy mm-hmm. that has an overlapping audience with Scrubs. Okay?
So like Friends, The Office, Community, Frasier.
I don't think they've done
Community,
The Office yet.
What about Frasier?
Well, you had yelled once that you didn't want to do a show with no black people. And now you're
but
suggesting
that has two
Frasier?
Gay people. It has two gay people.
So it cancels out.
I'd rather do Community, which everyone says is Scrubs-esque, or what's the other one? Parks and Rec.
Oh, Parks and Rec, so good.
Which has Donald Glover.
I think Community has Donald Glover.
Oh, sorry. See?
Parks and Rec.
Those
has,
are two shows I've never
Chris
seen.
Chris Pine.
I've never seen a single episode of either show.
That's what I meant. Chris Pratt.
I've never seen a single episode of either show, and people think they're funny.
They are
Aubrey
funny.
Plaza.
Which of those two do you guys like better?
Ooh, better?
That's a tough one.
Really hard. I think you would appreciate Community more because
it's got more.
There's
surreal
so
elements.
Many film references.
A lot.
It's very cinematic. A lot. Like it's a very cinematic television show, mm-hmm. especially for a half hour comedy.
Who's the star of it?
Joel McHale.
Joel McHale. And Chevy Chase.
Yeah. There was a lot of people. That was like a real ensemble cast.
Mm-hmm. And Joel McHale's
character was the JD, right?
Yeah, Jillian.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. No, not Jillian.
Jillian's really good. I think she's a great actress. I love the show Love, which you should watch if I've not said it before.
It's so good.
Judd Apatow produced it. It's called Love.
Jillian Jacobs.
She's really talented. All right, Don, let's focus on Scrubs. Ready?
Mm-hmm. We should watch maybe a Judd Apatow movie. We should do all Apatow movies.
The only thing about doing movies, I just want you to realize it's going to be it's going to be hard to get through in an hour and a half, and we're going to have to take the time to watch and notate a movie every week, which
that
with our schedules is tricky.
But we're really, if we're doing it the way we do this show, we could just watch it through, take some notes here and there.
I just think we're both working a lot these days, and watching a 22-minute thing and doing notes on it is easier than watching a 2-hour movie and doing it. And also, we barely get through a 22-minute show in an hour and a half here because of all the digressions.
Like right now. Like right now. Everybody likes a little ass play. Don't even act like you don't.
Okay, ready? Let's focus.
So, Elliot.
You forgot about Beard Fosse and his face full of macaroons.
That's true, yes. And Kelso is like an amazing macaroni
flicker
player.
Okay.
JD's jealous of
the bus driver. What about this line? For us honkies, it's a very important dance.
I mean, it's an important dance for all. The freaking sprinkler.
I didn't even know the bus driver. I mean, as a honky, I didn't know that.
No, you're not a honky.
I thought honky was just slang for white person.
Sure.
Okay.
Is it not?
Is it not? Should we look it up on Earth? Daniel, can you look up honky on
here
Urban
we go. Here it goes.
No, but did you know the dance, the bus driver? I didn't even know it.
I never heard of it before.
All right, maybe it's before our time because maybe it's a Bill joke. He's a little bit older than us.
So JD's jealous of the relationship between Elliot and her.
Yes, I hated JD in this episode. He pissed me off, this fucking guy.
Because he's
torturing this fucking woman's life, you know?
Well, it's clear
like,
that
let
he's,
her be. Now he's catching feelings again. Yeah, now he's catching feelings again.
Yeah.
And you know why? Because he sees them getting closer and closer. And then,
no,
of course, we know at the end,
why.
Spoiler
that's
alert.
That's not why.
That's not why. They had a moment where they hung out and he was cheering her up because her boyfriend was out of town. It's right. not because they were getting closer. It has nothing to do with it. If that were the case, then JD would be an ultimate asshole.
Okay, but you don't think he's playing mind games on this poor fucking woman?
Absolutely he does, but that's because he wants to be alone with her.
He wants to have his cake and eat it
too. Here's what happened.
He's a cake eater.
We all eat cake, don't we? Here's what happens. Her boyfriend goes out of town. The two of them have a connection, and he makes her laugh. And he's like, wow, that was a lot of fun. We should do that tonight. She's like, I can't do it tonight. I got shit to do. And he's like, oh, okay. At that moment, her best friend comes in town from out
right.
of town.
Right.
From back in the day.
Right.
Comes into town.
College friend, yeah.
Right. She all of a sudden says, you know what? Let's go out tonight. We should do something. JD's hurt by that.
Yes.
And so because of that, and because of the little bit of feelings that he's kind of caught, he does the ultimate sabotage. Which
he
is
does
like,
a lie. Which
that
is
like the biggest punk
I know.
Move ever in the history of why would you ever?
It was such ever, a douchey thing to do out of petty jealousy and insecurity.
Like, that's something that, look, I get it. Sometimes people do things that, you know, are better than what you were able to do at that moment. But that doesn't mean you go there and freaking take him down.
No, and also, she hasn't seen this friend in so long, and JD makes up a lie that would make any person go, oh, well, then fuck her. And that's what happens. Then Kerry Russell, what's her character's name? I got to stop referring to her as Kerry Russell. Can you guys look that up for me, please? But anyway, Kerry Russell's character has this very bizarre idea because she's sort of a party girl that JD and she start making out at the bar.
But it can't get serious. Like
called Mackin.
Yeah. Well, you didn't use to Mac back in the day?
No, I'm just saying. We kept using the term Mackin, and I didn't. Melody is her name. Thank you. We don't even use the expression Mackin anymore, really.
Do you remember?
I wonder if the kids do.
Nah. My kids use the term tackle kissing.
Oh my goodness.
You told us that. Daniel, did you find the dictionary definition of honky, the Urban Dictionary?
Oh yes, I did.
What does it say?
Well, I looked up a couple things because I was curious if this was actually true, because I've gotten a couple different things. One is that yes, it's just a pejorative term for a white person. But no. Also somebody said that it also potentially came from slavery days, because slave owners would honk a horn and they would call that person a honky. That is not substantiated anywhere else other than Urban Dictionary.
Well, I know where cracker comes from.
Yeah, we've discussed the origin.
We haven't talked about that. There's also the term may have begun in the meatpacking plants of Chicago. According to Robert Hendrickson, author of Encyclopedia of Word and Phrase Origins, black workers in Chicago meatpacking plants picked up the term from white workers and began applying it indiscriminately to all whites.
Okay. Well, I think we'll stick with pejorative term for white person.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
All right.
Anyway.
Am I a hunky?
We both are, Zach.
I mean, if the shoe fits,
we can only hope to be Macklemore's and at least be a cold ass honky, as it were.
Can I have that for my soundboard, Daniel?
Y'all should
use honky.
You guys should use honky the way black people use.
Oh, so when I see Daniel, I'm like, my honky.
Yeah, what's up, honky?
Oh no!
Listen, honky,
I'm gonna be covering my eyes on that one.
Yeah. That's how y'all should do it. That would be the best day ever. That would be best day ever if y'all went out into the street and did that shit. Like, and every time y'all said, what's up, my honky? If y'all did that shit, that would be the best. Oh my God, I laugh so hard. I don't think
young people today know the term. I feel like it's faded out of existence.
Ain't nothing like Red Fox saying honky.
Yeah. Yeah. Red Fox used to love saying honky.
He said it all the time.
So did George Jefferson, didn't he?
Yes. George Jefferson said it way more than Red Fox did.
George Jefferson. Oh my God, we should rewatch the Jeffersons.
I love you.
Yes. Put it on the list. Joelle.
Put it on.
Here's my idea. Here's my pitch, right?
What about Sanford and Son? We should rewatch Sanford and Son.
Yeah, I just
That shit's funny, man. It's funny. I promise.
I know,
it's
but funny. I think the Jeffersons is more accessible.
This is the only problem with the Jeffersons. All right, so look.
At some
point, sitcoms got so crazy that everything happened to these motherfuckers.
Yeah, well, that, there's if you go an on episode, long enough. Yeah.
But no, like, different strokes, everything happened to either Arnold, Willis, Kimberly, yeah. or Dudley.
Yeah, they
and then Sam
ideas.
Came along later, and then things happened to Sam.
Yep. They met Same Nancy thing with Reagan. The facts of life. Remember when they met Nancy Reagan?
Nancy Same Reagan thing with the facts over. Of life. The facts of life, there's a tonight on a very special episode of the facts of life. Every week of the facts of life.
Yeah, Tootie became a prostitute.
At one point, didn't she?
They tried to recruit
her,
I think.
She gets sex trafficked.
Yeah, she gets sex trafficked.
Okay. That I feel facts like the I feel one. Like the Jeffersons falls into that category at that era. Sanford and Son, not so much, man. I feel like some of the issues that they go through were like, we got to get the couch through the door. I really want to watch Sanford and Son, man. I feel like we'll laugh really hard.
You're making me want to watch it, but I just think Joelle will make a master list. Here's one idea, right? Here's a good pitch. Ready?
Yeah. Yes.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Let me tell you guys, my family loves our Helix sleep mattress. Ever since we've got it, we've had some of our best sleep yet.
The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids.
So how will you know which Helix mattress works best for you and your body? Take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes.
And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress.
Everybody is unique, and everyone sleeps differently. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences.
Not only is the mattress the best I've slept on, but the setup was fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free.
Helix is offering 20% off of all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/realfriends and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
The season of summer concerts is upon us. When you want to secure the best seat in the house, you know you can't wait until the last minute. You have to be on it. When you want the best, you have to act quickly, or someone else will get it instead.
If you're hiring for your business, you want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/realfriends.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it.
Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/realfriends.
Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/realfriends.
ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Tecovas are one of my favorite boot brands. They're bringing a fresh perspective to heritage bootmaking. So they've carried forward all the time-honored traditions and quality you find in a great pair of cowboy boots. But they've made some innovations in comfort, style, and service.
These boots are Austin-designed, Texas-tested, and handmade down in the bootmaking capital of the world, León, Mexico.
Whenever I slip on my Tecovas boots, I feel the cowboy magic, Donald. They're tough enough for getting dirty, but classic and stylish enough for a night out on the town.
If you ever wonder if you can pull off cowboy boots, you should pull on a pair of Tecovas. You'll see. They'll become your new favorite footwear. Cowboys knew what they were doing when they invented Western wear. If you can't make it into a store, Tecovas delivers the most premium quality and most comfortable Western goods right to your door. Visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. And point your toes west.
As a special opportunity for our listeners, Tecovas has said they will throw in one of their best-selling trucker hats or ball caps for free into any minimum purchase of $100 on Tecovas.com. Just use code REALFRIENDS at checkout. That's REALFRIENDS. It's about a $30 value, and they sell fast, so there are always new styles and looks. Again, for a limited time, just enter code REALFRIENDS at checkout to add a free logo hat to your order as a one-time gift from Tecovas, only at Tecovas.com.
Here's a good pitch. Ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
What's the one with Freddie Prinze Sr.? Chico and the Man! Come on! Let's do it, Chico.
Listen,
Night Court.
I love Night Court. Cheers.
Fuck yeah. They're not doing it. Fuck it. Everybody, the office is already doing their shit. The fucking Friends, I'm sure somebody's doing that shit too.
No one's doing it. No one's doing Friends yet. None of the cast is doing Friends.
Let's see if maybe I
suggested there. Friends to you, and you said there's no black people in it. You didn't want to do
it. It's true, even though I heard that one of the creators of Friends
just gave money, yeah.
Yeah, made a hefty donation.
She was holding on to that guilt for a while, and all of a sudden it amassed a lot of money towards a donation.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, listen, here's an idea. Joelle, what do you think about this?
Listening.
We narrow it down to, let's say, 6 shows. Mm-hmm. And for the audience, we live do the pilots.
Oh.
And we see which pilot we all like the most and which one we want to pursue. And we could also maybe even do a poll with the audience.
That's not fair.
Why?
First of all, the Friends pilot is one of the best pilots you'll ever see. So you can't base it on, like, some of these pilots are so good.
Well, the smartest one to do would be Friends. You know why?
Because
it's the most popular. It's the most popular
audience,
one, probably with our audience.
It connects, yes.
So if you want the one that the most people have actually watched.
My wife would love that. The only thing is, I mean, I grew up in New York City, and I can't relate to the size of that apartment.
What about
that beautiful... create a black corner where you can tell us how it really would have been.
Yes.
Can we? How about this? How about we do Friends, and then the black corner is we do the Living Single version. We play Living Single also. So no. We do Living Single first.
Once a month we do 227.
Oh my god.
How about we do Living Single and Friends at the same time? Pilot episode of Living Single.
I don't want to watch Living Single.
Why? Because it's Friends and it's black people?
Is that the premise? I don't know anything about it.
Living
That's
Single
what it is.
Came before Friends and they saw the success of Living
it's
Single.
Literally,
and they were like, we can make friends.
It is literally the exact same shit. Literally.
Same amount of people, same relationship arcs. Like,
oh, really?
The apartment building, 2 people don't live in the apartment building, 4 people do.
All right. Well, do you like
we
my
are
concept?
Living.
Do you like my
Single.
Concept?
Joelle. And got a fly ass fucking theme song also.
All right, listen.
And Queen Latifah.
Here's my pitch is that we narrow it down off air to like 6 or so shows. And then we do the pilot episode for the audience. And then we as a group find which show we think we should do. We don't have to include the audience if you don't want Donald, because maybe that would just Friends would win.
I'm
saying we could also Joelle could set up a website where they could vote for which
I
one they want us
the
to
audience,
do.
I want the audience to be a part of this because
okay. So Joelle,
at
will you
the
look
end
into
of the
setting
day,
up a website?
They are
where they
the
can
ones
vote.
That will be listening. We do have say though. I'm sorry, we do have say, but yeah.
No, we will. Yeah, because
if they say they want
if
us
we don't
to do,
love
like,
what won, we
right,
can still overrule
like,
them.
I would like to, I'm not going to lie, I would like to do either like Xena, Warrior Princess,
ooh,
or
we're not
Hercules,
doing that.
Or Hercules.
No.
Young Hercules with Ryan Gosling. Young Hercules. No. What about Young Hercules?
What about Land of the Lost, the original?
Fuck yeah, come on, what's up? Let's go.
You remember
Let's
that?
Let's go. Hell yeah, I remember that with the fucking sleaze
that
stacks.
That show
and the
was
fucking...
so trippy.
Marshall, Will, and Holly.
Go ahead.
On a routine expedition comes the greatest earthquake ever known. And they go down the thing.
Do you remember the rest?
To the land of the lost.
Oh, that was fire.
Oh, land of the lost.
Oh, God.
Amazing.
Why did you end on such a horrible note?
Eat these balls, Zach.
Listen, if you're listening and you have no idea what we're talking about, will you please go on YouTube and look at the original Land of the Lost. Just watch a clip to see how fucking trippy this show was that we grew up on.
It was about Marshall, Will, and Holly. And they were like on some routine expedition.
They were just, now you're just speaking the theme song. They were on a routine expedition.
When the greatest earthquake ever known happens.
Yep.
And they landed, they go falling into a cliff.
Down a waterfall.
Into the land of the lost.
Yeah. Where they were stuck.
Yes.
Didn't they do a remake, Joel?
Yes, they did.
Yeah, don't watch the remake. I'm not talking about the remake.
We're talking about the original show.
Can you tell me what year? Tell me what year the original show aired, so I can tell our listeners.
It's gotta be the 70s.
Definitely the 70s. And whoever wrote this show was high as balls. All right, so you were in an air band with Lloyd. I haven't left the first page of my notes, by the way. But anyway, Lloyd says, "Weren't we in an air band?" And then he shows off his air drumming skills, which was very funny.
Yes. And then he goes, "I think we were." The way he says that last button, he kind of sounds like, "Minor his."
Yeah.
"First him, then you."
Yeah. Yeah, that's Mike's intonation. Hey, the janitor
this is so fucked up.
Torments the pediatrics ward as a ghost.
The kids ward, yeah.
And he's the ghost that hates spills.
Did you notice who that kid was? Okay, so we got two makeups. I guess the dude that won the Academy Award for Coda.
Yeah.
Was the dad.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that may have been the case, and I thought we fucked up that up. Okay.
Plenty of people on the internet said, "I can't believe they didn't say this." It's like, all right.
I'm sorry, internet. I'm sorry, fans.
I should be purged.
It was the star of Coda. Okay. And what's the other one?
And I think that's the kid in the bed. Yeah. I think that's Zach or Cody, one of those two.
Oh, one of the Sprouse
kids.
One of the Sprouses. Boys.
Can you look that up for me?
Sure.
Anyway, so the janitor haunts the pediatric ward, and the little boy says, "Oh no, I spilled. I don't want the ghost who ate spills to come after me."
I think that's either Zach or Cody, that kid right there. I think it is.
And the janitor is pissed that the kids get to eat ice cream after they have their tonsils out, because when he had his out, he had to have hot coffee and granola bars, and it was hot and scratchy.
The janitor had the worst parents ever.
Yes.
He had a cage also. Yeah, the cage.
Yes.
He lived in a cage. What was it like kissing Carrie Russell? Do you remember?
I've always thought she was so beautiful and such a good actress. I remember being excited that I got to smooch her.
Do you remember that rant that you did when you were leaving the bar after you get
I don't
fucking hilarious.
I don't remember, but it went on a long time. Obviously, Bill liked that because I just kept. It was the most awkward, like, long moment
with the $100.
With the $100 bill,
back. Yes,
kept coming back.
And then you're like, "I'm doing it. I'm going to pay,
$100. Yep,
for
one apple teeny,
which, quite frankly, was really easy on the teeny.
Was light on the teeny.
Was light on the teeny.
He was from the child's name was William Brent from Lab Rats, which is a Disney TV show.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Did you know the show Lab Rats?
Wasn't that a movie too?
Mm-hmm. It's from your kids' generation, so I thought you might know it.
Then we see the ghost in the background while JD and well, Nellie are talking.
He got rollerblade. He got rollerblades
so he could float. And there's a whole scene. It's very funny. There's a whole scene in the foreground. JD and Elliot are having a conversation. And in the background, through the glass window, you just see the ghost tormenting the pediatrics ward.
Yes.
As the janitor floats around.
Yes.
Shalina has a cameo in the bar. Elliot is it Elliot or Elliot makes some joke at right at JD that it would that woman wouldn't touch you unless she'd had eight beers. Is that Elliot?
Something like that, yeah.
And then they cut to a beautiful woman. That was Shalina, who was
also Sarah's, the mermaid.
Also the mermaid and Sarah Standen.
The mermaid was out like Splash, I guess.
Yes. And in the whole Shalina side story, she's a mermaid that's in town and has legs because she's out of the water.
Yes.
Kelso calls you Dr. Trickleberry. That made me
laugh.
Well,
it's funny. What was really funny is that this whole thing, I got duped because I really believed that Cox was being a dick. Like Cox is always like I think most people that watched this episode was like, well, that's Cox being Cox.
Yeah.
And you know, Carla stands up to him for her husband when and makes him feel guilty when really, but that's what this whole episode's about. The guilt you feel after you do someone wrong, right? Mm. And Cox feels really guilty. And it turns out that these cats were playing a trick on him. And what my favorite part about it was at the end of it, Turk finally says to him, "Yo, don't fuck with me ever again, dude.
Yeah.
If you ever fuck with me, this is what it's gonna be like.
Yeah, Turk has a big moment. Yeah.
I am not the one."
Yeah, and then fuck that with was JD. Fuck with JD. Don't fuck with him. Me.
Don't do it with me. Play Lotto. You got a lot more chances of winning.
Yeah. By the way, Mickhead's a surgeon. Did you know that?
Yeah.
For some reason, I was surprised that Mickhead was a surgeon. You slap Mickhead on the ass when you get the file, when you get the surgery. By the way, even Turk, first of all, is very funny the way, so Turk tricks Cox because what he did was he just in the skin, which is still fucked up that you even did this, but in the skin, he just put some thread to make it look like he did surgery on his arm.
Yeah, and then Lloyd pulls it out.
And then Lloyd pulls the string out, like, oh, no scar.
He goes, wow, cool, no scar.
But I laughed the way that everyone came together, Turk, Kelso, Carla, to trick Cox, and even Lloyd, by setting up a TV of a heart surgery and showing it to him. And Turk says, Lloyd, and Lloyd says, what's that? And Turk is behind a curtain. And he said, Lloyd, that's your shoulder sack. Yeah. And Lloyd goes, dude.
While he's lying in surgery, watching it on the screen.
Yeah.
I don't remember this shit at all.
I don't remember
it
at all.
But Mike really looked like he was watching TV too. He's sitting there really enjoying it.
Yeah. He loved it. And then you fixed his whole condition because in psychosomatically, he thought he'd been healed.
Yeah. Great. It was very funny.
Very funny. And then I'm embarrassed to say, maybe not embarrassed, I was surprised to say that I got full goosebumps when Keith proposed.
Did you? Nice.
Yeah.
It was so sweet.
I love the fact
Scrubs that Scrubs is so funny. Ask. You know they're going to have a romantic moment when they put that fucking filter on the lens.
Mm. Yeah. But when everything gets soft.
Everything's so soft. They tipped it. Bill, not to critique your directing at all, which was very, very good in this episode. But you did tip the moment a little bit because Elliot, before even Keith comes home, they got that filter on the lens. Oh, there's something soft, super romantic about to happen.
Something softy.
But I did. I got goosebumps all over my body when Keith proposed. It was very romantic. He said, I didn't go away on a business trip. I went to go ask your father for your
hand. What business does Keith have? What business? He is an intern.
He probably said he had a conference. No, he's not. Is he still an intern? I thought
he's a motherfucking intern.
I forgot what he said. Did he say he was going to a conference or some shit? I don't know.
I don't know. If it was a business trip, we should have known right then and there.
We should have known better. But anyway, it was very romantic. He instead went to where Elliot's from, which is Connecticut, I believe. And since we've established that this is definitely Los Angeles, that's a far trip.
He trekked.
Keith went to Connecticut to ask for – nowadays he could have Zoomed.
How romantic,
zoom,
though.
Zoom.
It's not as romantic as showing up on the front stoop of the woman you want to marry's parents' door and saying, may I have your daughter's hand in marriage? Mm.
And they said yes.
Yeah. Well, Elliot's a cat.
We've seen her parents, and we know how crazy her parents are, too.
Yeah, but he's what they want. He's like an Aryan doctor.
Do you think Elliot's mom came on to him?
She definitely had a drink and flirted.
Because you know, Elliot's mom did everybody.
Now, you know what's going to happen because JD is such a twisted fucker. I don't even have to know, remember the episodes to know he's going to fucking sabotage this shit.
He's going to pull up the graduate. He's going to pull a graduate shit.
Yes, he's going to do some graduate shit.
He's going to do some graduate shit.
Bang on the glass.
No! Fuck your sound effects machine.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Yeah, Donald, do your sound effects. Somewhere Michael Winslow is kicking the wall. Joe, we haven't had a guest in a while who's not Rob Mascio, and Joelle is here to save the day. We'll be right back.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved playtime off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Let me tell you guys, my family loves our Helix sleep mattress. Ever since we've got it, we've had some of our best sleep yet.
The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids.
So how will you know which Helix mattress works best for you and your body? Take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes.
And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress.
Everybody is unique, and everyone sleeps differently. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences.
Not only is the mattress the best I've slept on, but the setup was fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free.
Helix is offering 20% off of all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/realfriends and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
Tecovas are one of my favorite boot brands. They're bringing a fresh perspective to heritage bootmaking. So they've carried forward all the time-honored traditions and quality you find in a great pair of cowboy boots. But they've made some innovations in comfort, style, and service.
These boots are Austin-designed, Texas-tested, and handmade down in the bootmaking capital of the world, Leon, Mexico.
Whenever I slip on my Tecovas boots, I feel the cowboy magic, Donald. They're tough enough for getting dirty, but classic and stylish enough for a night out on the town.
If you ever wonder if you can pull off cowboy boots, you should pull on a pair of Tecovas. You'll see. They'll become your new favorite footwear. Cowboys knew what they were doing when they invented Western wear. If you can't make it into a store, Tecovas delivers the most premium quality and most comfortable Western goods right to your door. Visit Tecovas.com. That's TECOVAS.com and point your toes west.
As a special opportunity for our listeners, Tecovas has said they will throw in one of their best-selling trucker hats or ball caps for free into any minimum purchase of $100 on Tecovas.com. Just use code REALFRIENDS at checkout. That's REALFRIENDS. It's about a $30 value, and they sell fast, so there are always new styles and looks. Again, for a limited time, just enter code REALFRIENDS at checkout to add a free logo hat to your order as a one-time gift from Tecovas, only at Tecovas.com.
Have you tried the new Target Circle? It's the same program you know and love, now with automatic deals. Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout. And try the new Target Circle 360. It's for the VIP Target shoppers. With unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's. Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Everybody!
And we're back! All right, Joelle, bring in the guest. Play the music, Daniel.
We got a caller who gave us a holler. sing show tunes, you know, like a baller. Smoke some jazz cabbage, maybe talk about the episode. So come on, Joelle, let's get the show on the road.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Sarah Charles!
You're muted. She's muted.
What up, yo?
Donald, you organized this?
I didn't organize this.
Who organized this?
It's just me and Sarah.
Oh. It's just Joelle and I.
Hey, girl.
Should I say this might have been my most seamless beginning yet? Yes, I was muted, but...
And you're recording. Yes.
Oh, my God. You were muted, but you recorded. Are you trapped in an elevator again?
No, but man, I'm in Portugal, so it's really late. So I'm already a couple glasses of wine doing? In. And
love it.
What are you doing in Portugal?
She's on a family vacation, right?
I am. I'm here with 12 family members, and you guys are always teasing me about having a ridiculous travel adventure. I don't think this is like particularly unique right now in the world because travel is insane for everyone.
Yes. Yes. And ranks... by the way, Canadians are coming out in droves talking about how particularly bad Canada is, Sarah.
Okay. So
I mean, everywhere's bad, but I just happened to see in the news that a lot of Canadian famous people were saying, what the fuck, Air Canada, right?
Yeah, so we were flying 12 of us, six of whom were children, two of whom are my parents, and we left Vancouver, hour on the runway, not a big deal, get to Montreal, late, not a big deal. They say they're holding the flight, fantastic news. And they say to everyone on the flight, can you please keep your seats so that everyone running to their connecting flights can get to the front of the plane? So we do that, and all of a sudden, one of the flight attendants starts yelling at someone saying, you're breaking our transport Canada rules. You shouldn't have crossed this line. And they're like, oh, I thought we were supposed to come to the front. So someone's starting having a panic attack. Then they say, accidentally, the door at the back of the plane was opened. So now we're going to load off the back. And now everybody's standing up. So they can only load off like 100 people at a time. And you have to get on a shuttle. And since we had to go to international instead of domestic, now we've got a shuttle all the way back. So we get into this shuttle about an hour later. We're standing on the plane for like an hour and everyone's yelling like, COVID super spreader event.
Really? People are yelling shit?
People are yelling shit. I don't know. People, one person had a panic. We get on the shuttle and they squeeze us all on. And now it's like really nuts. Like it's so hot and you can't move. And it's like an hour on the tarmac. And people are yelling.
Six kids.
COVID super spreader. We got six kids. And then someone faints because it's so hot in there.
Oh, my goodness.
Yikes.
And my sister's a doctor, and she's like, please, can we move this shuttle? We're having a medical emergency. And there's like, there's nothing we can do. So anyways, long story long, we get off the plane. We run to the gate all the way from like landing in international, shuttling back to domestic, sprinting back to international. We get there. The plane's still there, and they won't open the gate. Oh. And where they're like, there's 12 of us. And so what ends up happening is it's Formula One in Montreal. So there's no, like, Montreal airport is exploding. And so the woman's like, it's going to be fine. Just go get your bags, go through customs. There's going to be somebody there to help you to Canada. And I was like, I've got six kids. It's the middle of the night. Please tell me it's not going to be like a 1 hour wait. She's like, no, no, no. So it's a 5 hour wait. So I'm going for 5 hours. I start like begging. I'm literally begging this woman. She goes, you need to go to the back of the line. I was like, I've waited for 5 hours. Like, please, please, please. Like, I have six children. Is there, there's no more flights to Europe for like a week. She
That's
said.
That's what she said.
And I was like, yeah, that's what she says. And I was like, but I have six kids here who have been, like, this is their first trip since COVID. So they've been counting down the sleeps for 70 sleeps.
Counting down the sleeps.
And for 70 of them. So please just get us on a plane. It's the middle of the night. We end up going home with no result. Got a few hours sleep at a hotel.
You mean to
it's
a hotel, yeah. not home.
There's... Oh yeah, to a hotel. There's no hotels because it's Formula One. So finally we find this place that will take, you know, 12 of us. We sleep for a few hours. I go back. I line up again. Just begging, begging, begging. There's nothing we can do. Finally, they get us 12 seats on a plane. I'm so stoked. We go to check in. They're like, great, 12 to Lyon, right? And I'm like, to France? No, we're going to Portugal. So they booked us on a flight to France. And my sister's like, let's just go to France. We'll take a 24-hour train. It's fine. Let's just get to Europe. Let's just get somewhere in Europe. And so I was like, no, let's try. So anyways, this woman, Sophie, who's like an angel sent from the sky, she says, give me the stack of passports. And she basically goes, okay, I can get four of you to Rome right now, four to Rome and then to Lisbon. Who can go? And I'm like, I'll take my kids and my niece Flora. Done. Then
I love how you're like, okay. I'll take my kids. Bye.
So, okay. To be fair, in the wrong order, first they had my parents and my sister direct to Lisbon. We were like, let's get my parents there direct. Then they were like, who can go to Rome? I take my kids and my niece.
Then they're like, okay, two can go to Toronto, my little sister and my other niece. Then they're like, okay, we can get three more to Rome. So we have this like amazing race style journey where we're like, okay, Team Rome is definitely going to come in last. And then by this crazy, like, Team Toronto got stuck in Toronto for 7 hours.
I'm about to say, like, Team Toronto don't seem like they went
Team
that far.
Toronto got the short straw.
Team Toronto was supposed to have like a pretty quick connection to Lisbon. They had a 7 hour delay. Oh, and it was just like, we were texting each other the updates and someone's like, oh, they're doing a wheel change. I'm like, I've never even heard of an airplane having like a wheel change. Like,
you
what
know,
is that?
I don't like the sound of wheel change.
Right, when you hear that, it's like,
this plane might be cursed if it's got a wheel change.
By that point, if they were like, they're rebuilding the aircraft, I'd be like, fantastic news.
Sounds about right.
Please, for the love of God, six children.
So, Sarah, did anyone at Air Canada ever contact you? I mean, did you contact them? Did anyone ever say, oops?
No, so they lost our luggage, all of it, obviously.
Oh, my God.
So
God knows where your luggage went. God knows.
God knows.
Wait, did it ever end up coming to Portugal?
So we just got half of it. And that's after me every morning being on the phone. I spend about an hour every morning on the phone with Air Canada, and it's faster if you click in French. So it's just like every morning I'm like, 12 personnes, 6 sont les enfants. Ce que je n'ai pas assez le temps de faire, c'est aller au magasin pour acheter les vêtements pour 12 personnes. So this is like how I start my morning.
I love it when you speak
I don't know
French.
What you said, but it sounded fabulous.
I love it when you speak French.
Wonderful.
My family's getting so, like, making so much fun of me because this other side of me comes out when I talk to baggage. And Then half of it arrives. We end up, you know, getting there. And the best part was that my niece that was the most excited, that literally like planned Portugal, picked Portugal as the destination. She's 12 and she was on Team Toronto and they were supposed to get there before us. And she excitedly like runs off the plane, runs out of the airport. And then she sees that Team Rome got there first and her whole face just like dropped. And she's like no longer excited to be in Portugal. She was just like, what is Team Rome doing here?
How did they
win the race? But
wait,
anyways,
so you still don't have all your luggage?
We still don't have our luggage. Unfortunately, both my parents got COVID.
This is such a Sarah Chalk story, Donald.
It really is. They're okay. They luckily, they had four vaccines, so they got sick, but they're okay.
Donald, this story is called Sarah Chalk Goes on a Trip.
part 8.
Now, audience, if it were back in the scrub days, she'd be saying it a little faster and more in breath. And then Team Romans, okay? They must have a wheel change.
Well,
and,
did you hear what she said? Did you hear what she said before that? She said she's a few drinks in. So
maybe it calmed her down. Yeah, slowed her
down.
She's not out of breath.
It's evening it out.
How is Portugal so far?
It's so beautiful. I've never been here. And it's just like magical. And the beaches are nuts. And the water is so gorgeous. The food is amazing. It's like the beginning obviously was not without a bit of stress.
But Sarah, you have a family, and this to me is rare, that really all gets along with each other.
Yeah.
A lot of families, when they think about 12 of them going on a, are you living in the same house?
We have enough space. Okay. It's great. Yeah.
All right. Because there's a lot of families listening who go, a trip in the same house with 12 of my family members. I think I'm going to stay home.
With no luggage. Everybody's wearing bathing suits.
With no luggage and two people
and
have
COVID.
And the parents get COVID.
No, we're having a good time. We just are in the middle of a dinner where I was, came to do this. I was in.
All right, we'll let you go.
I'm telling you, I want to tell you, I made it to the semifinals in the, you were asking if we get along. This is how weird my family is at dinner tonight. We're having I don't know how this started, but a chicken competition and of who does the best chicken.
Of what?
Yeah.
Of who can do the best chicken impression?
I don't even know.
I wish I was at dinner with you guys tonight.
I know. Oh my God.
Yes.
Audience, she's doing a full physical representation of chicken. How much have you had to drink over there in Portugal, Sarah Chalk?
I guess the children have as well. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
You guys, I miss you. It was so fun to see you in Austin.
We miss you. Thank you for taking a time to say hi all the way from Portugal. I'm sure the fans love to hear from you. I miss you so much. We were talking about you lovingly in this episode.
As always, as we always do.
as we always
wait. I don't even know which episode you're watching because this was just a little.
It's we're the one with Carrie Russell, the first Carrie Russell episode where she comes Carrie and then Russell. Keith proposes to you at the end of the episode.
All right.
It's very romantic.
It's very romantic.
Zach got goosebumps.
I got goosebumps. It was very romantic. I guess I'm a romantic, Sarah. Even though it was Keith, my nemesis, I got goosebumps.
We also saw the origin of the I Want You Back skis from JD, where we realize now he's about to sabotage everything that they're
you can
that
see,
they got going
you
on.
Can see JD being stewing with jealousy. Like the freak that he is. All right, Sarah Chalk, we love you. That's our show.
Let's just get out of here.
That's our show, everybody. We're going to get the fuck out of here. We love you so much.
You look beautiful, Sarah.
Sarah, you never looked more beautiful.
Well, that is not true because I don't have luggage, which means I don't have shampoo.
Your hair is glowing. Your hair what is that? Glorious. What is it? Mud? Looks great. Yeah. Oh,
it actually does look really good.
It looks good. Look at that.
She just pulled it down, audience. She's trying to make it look bad, but she can't.
But she can't. She can't do it.
Sarah's hammered, Donald.
Yeah, she's hammered. She's gone.
She's hammered. All right, we love you.
Have you guys ever had a Cosmopolitan?
All right, Sarah, why don't you count us out in French for the audience? And thank you, everybody. We'll see you next week. Here's Sarah Chalk en français.
Some stories about a show we made about a bunch of docs and nurses and a janitor who loved to hate. I said, here's the stories that you all should know. So gather round to hear our Scrubs Rewatch Show with Zach and Donald.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, it's simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. You can learn more at betterhelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. Hey guys, I've been telling you about how we are big fans of Tecovas boots. Heritage, tradition, quality, comfort, style, and service are some of the best features of Tecovas. But now they also have a gift for our listeners.
Tecovas will throw in one of their best-selling trucker hats or ball caps free with a minimum purchase of $100 at tecovas.com.
Just use code REALFRIENDS at checkout. That's REALFRIENDS.
That's TECOVAS.com and point your toes west.
Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout. Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's. Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in-store or at target.com/circlecard.